Well, I thought you would, Holmes said calmly. I mean, I, for my part, was going to catch you if you had fallen over and put a pillow right over your head. I understood immediately. Holmes, for God's sakes! I was outraged. You actually wanted me to inhale this stuff, didn't you? Well, how else should I carry out an empirical observation? He replied, looking at me with an innocent face. Self-experimentation is certainly only the second best solution. That's enough, I cried, taking a coat and a hat and heading towards the door. I have to get out of here. I need fresh air and a break. A pause, repeated Holmes. What for? From you, I replied. But Watson, Holmes asked, do I feel a slight hostility here? I literally snorted. Of course, Holmes! I'm going for a walk now, and then when I come back, who knows? Maybe I'll be stabbed by a scorpion for fun. Only the future can tell. With a jolt, I opened the door and stormed out. But to my surprise, there was a man in front of me who apparently just got ready to knock on said door. Good morning, sir, I said to him. If you want to die, you've come to the right place. Then I pushed my way past him, ran down the stairs, and left the house. In the end, I only walked around the block once.